Page 90. Busy People. Listen. Jeff is a very athletic person. He does a different kind of exercise or sport every day. On Monday, he jogs. On Tuesday, he plays tennis. On Wednesday, he does yoga. On Thursday, he swims. On Friday, he goes to a health club. On Saturday, he plays basketball. And on Sunday, he rides his bike.
Julie is a very busy student. She does a different activity every day. On Monday, she sings in the choir. On Tuesday, she plays in the orchestra. On Wednesday, she writes for the school newspaper. On Thursday, she plays volleyball. On Friday, she babysits for her neighbors. On Saturday, she works at the mall. And on Sunday, she visits her grandparents.
Mr. and Mrs. Baker are very active people. They do something different every day of the week. On Monday, they go to a museum. On Tuesday, they see a play. On Wednesday, they go to a concert. On Thursday, they take a karate lesson. On Friday, they go dancing. On Saturday, they see a movie. And on Sunday, they play cards with their friends. Page 91. Listen to the following conversations.
Does Jeff play tennis on Tuesday?
Yes, he does. Does Julie work at the mall on Saturday?
Yes, she does.
Do Mr. and Mrs. Baker go dancing on Friday?
Yes, they do.
Does Jeff do yoga on Sunday?
No, he doesn't.
Does Julie sing in the choir on Thursday?
No, she doesn't.
Do Mr. and Mrs. Baker see a movie on Monday?
No, they don't.
Do you swim on Thursday?
Yes, I do. Do you play volleyball on Sunday?
No, I don't. Do you go dancing on Friday?
Yes, we do.
Do you see a play on Monday?
No, we don't.
Page 92. Every weekend is important to the Garcia family. Listen. Every weekend is important to the Garcia family. During the week, they don't have very much time together. But they spend a lot of time together on the weekend. Mr. Garcia works at the post office during the week. But he doesn't work there on the weekend. Mrs. Garcia works at the bank during the week. but she doesn't work there on the weekend. Jennifer and Jonathan Garcia go to school during the week, but they don't go to school on the weekend. And the Garcia's dog, Max, stays home alone during the week. But he doesn't stay home alone on the weekend. On Saturday and Sunday, the Garcias spend time together. On Saturday morning, they clean the house together. On Saturday afternoon, they work in the garden together. And on Saturday evening, they watch videos together. On Sunday morning, they go to church together. On Sunday afternoon, they have a big dinner together. And on Sunday evening, they play their musical instruments together. As you can see, every weekend is special to the Garcias. It's their only time together as a family. Page 93. Listening. What's the word? Listen and choose the word you hear. 1.
Do you work on Monday?
2.
Does your daughter go to this school?
3.
We do a different activity every Sunday.
4.
Larry doesn't play a sport.
5.
We don't go to Stanley's restaurant.
6.
Sally goes to a health club every week.
7.
She babysits for her neighbors every Thursday.
8.
They go to work every morning.
Page 93. What's the answer? Listen and choose the correct response. 1.
Do you speak Korean?
2.
Does Mrs. Wilson go to Stanley's restaurant?
3.
Does your sister live in Los Angeles?
4.
Do you and your brother clean the house together?
5.
Does your husband like American food?
6.
Do you go to school on the weekend?
7.
Do you and your friends play tennis?
8.
Does your cousin live in this neighborhood?
Page 94. A very outgoing person. Listen.
Alice is a very outgoing person. She spends a lot of time with her friends. She goes to parties, she goes to movies, and she goes to concerts. She's very popular. She also likes sports very much. She plays basketball, she plays baseball, and she plays volleyball. She's very athletic. Alice doesn't stay home alone very often. She doesn't read many books. She doesn't watch TV. And she doesn't listen to music. She's very active. As you can see, Alice is a very outgoing person.
Page 95. How to say it. Starting a conversation.
Tell me, what kind of movies do you like?
I like comedies.
Who's your favorite movie star?
Tim Kelly.
Page 96. Pronunciation. Reduced of. Listen, then say it.
What kind of movies do you like? What kind of books do you like? She spends a lot of time with her friends.
Say it, then listen.
What kind of music do you like? What kind of TV programs do you like? I read a lot of books.
End of chapter 10. Page 97. Side by Side Gazette. Language. There are over 20,000 languages in the world. Some of these languages are very common. For example, millions of people speak Chinese, Spanish, English, Arabic, Portuguese, and Japanese. On the other hand, some languages are very rare. For example, only 500 people in Papua New Guinea speak the language Bahinemo. Languages grow and change. They borrow words from other languages. For example, in the English language, the word rodeo is from Spanish. Café comes from French. Ketchup is from Chinese. Sofa is from Arabic. And potato comes from Haitian Creole. New words also come from technology. For example, cyberspace, website, and email are recent words that relate to the Internet. Page 97. Build your vocabulary. Everyday activities.
Every day I get up.
Every day I take a shower.
Every day I brush my teeth.
Every day I comb my hair.
Every day I get dressed.
Every day I go to school.
Every day I go to work. Every day I eat.
Every day I take a bath.
Every day I go to bed.
Page 98. Around the World. exercising.
People around the world exercise in different ways. Some people exercise in health clubs. Some people exercise at the beach. Some people go hiking. And some people exercise together outdoors. How do people exercise in your country?
Page 98. Global Exchange.
I'm a very active person. I jog and I swim. I go to a lot of movies and concerts. I sing in a choir. I play basketball with my friends every weekend. I like rock music and jazz. I don't watch TV very often. I only watch news programs. I read a lot of books. I like novels. My favorite author is Tom Clancy. How about you? Tell me about your activities and interests.
Page 98. Listening. Hello. This is the International Cafe. You're calling the International Cafe. Listen to the recorded announcement. Match the day of the week and the kind of entertainment.
Hello. This is the International Cafe. Your special place for wonderful entertainment every day of the week. Every day, the International Cafe presents a different kind of entertainment. On Monday, Antonio Bello plays Italian classical music. On Tuesday, Miguel Garcia reads Spanish poetry. On Wednesday, Amanda Silva sings Brazilian jazz. On Thursday, Nina Markova reads Russian short stories. On Friday, Hiroshi Tanaka plays Japanese rock music. On Saturday, Rita Rivera sings Mexican popular music. And on Sunday, Slim Wilkins sings American country music. So come to the International Cafe, your special place for wonderful entertainment every day of the week.
Kimmy,